Streaming 24/7, on-demand archives, podcasts, and more.
TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com. Saying a lot for planet Earth.
Prepare to be dazzled.
Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
Feels like my eyes have been blown wide open.
MaxWorldLive.com.
5 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock, if you're Central Standard Time, just wake it up on the West Coast. Almost time for lunch on the East Coast. We appreciate you listening to MaxWorldLive.com on TalkZone.com. Two different places you can hear our audio product on TalkZone.com. If you want to see our visual product, you can go to MaxWorldLive.com, and we have four HD cameras in the studio, which I'm not anything to look at. Rooster thinks he's God's gift to women.
I'm looking good today, guys.
And so, but we also are able to show you pictures of our guest. For instance, this is Bubba we got coming up here in just a minute. He's an amazing man, and he paints a rock every year. He repaints, I guess, the rock for Memorial Day, and it is a tribute to all of our soldiers far and wide, and that's one of the things we're going to be talking about when we come back here in just a minute. Give you some of the headlines that are going on around the nation and around the world. Air France has told families of passengers on Flight 447 that they must abandon hope that anyone survived. A grief counselor says an aircraft tried to narrow their search for the plane's remains. 228 people are believed to have died in that tragic... can you just, over the ocean, disappear?
Just disappear.
Just disappear.
Dear Lord.
The new head of the Securities and Exchange Commission, which has been under intense pressure to change amid the flood of financial scandals, is working to step up the regulatory and enforcement efforts. And also, President Barack Obama called for a quote-unquote new beginning between the United States and Muslims Thursday and said together we could confront violent extremism across the globe.
You know what? Again, we've been talking about that. Let me tell you something. The Muslims are overtaking this country. Before the break, I said in 1970, Mac, there were 100,000 Muslims.
1970.
And we've been talking about Mr. Obama's objective. Quietly, slowly, mentioned earlier, Bob mentioned this earlier in our first hour, we're like the frog in the pot, turning up the heat, and we're just floating around there like nothing's going on. But let me tell you, did you venture your guess on how many Muslims are in the United States now?
All right, so you said there were 100,000 in 1970. And we didn't talk about this earlier. I don't know the answer.
No, you
to this.
Don't know the answer.
I'm going to say there's a million.
Million?
Yeah, we got 300 million people in America. I would say a million of them are Muslims.
Guess what? 9 million.
Really?
9 million. Do you understand? You're talking about there's some really good Muslims. You know, their religion makes them feel really good.
I don't agree with their religion.
And we can live together at peace. I feel like Rodney King is on your microphone going, can't we just live together? No, we can't just live together, son. That ain't going to work. These folks are doing their job. Gaddafi even said it. Guess what? We're not going to have to blow anything up. We'll just infiltrate without raising a sword or raising a gun or strapping a bomb to my ass. Okay? We're going to take over. That's what's going to happen. Anyhow, but we do have a great patriot on the line right now. His name is Ray Bubba Sorensen. Now, Bubba, I'm Rooster, and I'm from the South, and anybody that's taking the name Bubba, I got to just say, way to go, man. That's good. I love the nickname Bubba. And Ray, you're here in Iowa, right?
That's correct.
Oh, super, super. Now, as I noticed here, every year you paint a mural on a 12-ton rock. Okay, that's known around the world. Mac, if we've got a picture of that, you'll throw that up there on the screen.
Right there. There's one of them.
And you started, this kind of got you. I'm going to let you tell the story. Why did you start doing this, Bubba? Tell us about it a little bit.
Okay. Actually, it weighs between about 60 and 90 ton, and it's about 12 feet tall.
Just wow.
To clarify the size. The rock came from the rock quarry that it sits next to, and they were digging out, you know, rock, and they hit this large rock, boulder, I guess, and they didn't know what to do with it. It was very heavy. They busted a bunch of machinery just trying to move it, and so they rolled it up this road, and it destroyed the entire gravel road. It cut, like, 5-foot swath into the road.
Wow.
Rolled it, and they set it there as a marker to the entrance to the quarry, and that was in the mid-70s, and kids kind of graffitied it. you know, through the years.
Sure.
And then, like, 98, I saw the movie Saving Private Ryan, and then so in 99 for Memorial Day, I don't know, that movie just really shook me, especially the first, like, 30 minutes when the guys are storming the beaches in Normandy, and I just thought,
amen.
Wow, this is the closest I've ever been to war, and I have somebody to thank for that, and so I went out and put, thank you, veterans, for our freedom,
That's Bubba, I got to tell you, man, that's awesome. And you weren't that old. How old were you when you decided 19. To do that?
19 years old.
19 years old.
Yep.
I got to tell you, that's refreshing to me. I mean, and you've been doing this, what, 12 years? Is that right?
I just got done with the 11th.
The 11th year. Now, we've been talking about Mr. Obama. We've been talking about, you know, his placating and pandering to the Muslim nations. We've been talking about that, and I understand you watched that movie, and that is a great movie, and I've heard from veterans of that era, and they're dwindling very fast,
yeah.
that was the closest rendition, the closest to really, really, really what happened at that particular point in time of any movie that's ever been done. And so I think you and I felt like we were right there in the middle of it. And that did something to your heart, obviously, like you said, and created this need and desire to do something out of respect to our military men and women.
Right.
Now, having said that, what do you think about Mr. Obama placating and pandering to the Muslim nations? You as a young person, you're still young, trust me, compared to my age, especially Mac's age. You're young. What's your feelings?
Well, I know everybody's got an opinion, but I guess my opinion would be I don't like it. I like a leader who is proud of his country and proud of his nation. And I guess it doesn't matter what background you come from, but placating to other countries and letting other countries walk all over you, you know, saying that Iran has a right to nuclear power, you know, that's just, I don't know.
You got kids, Bubba. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
What's he's selling your kids and my kids and my grandkids down the river?
Oh man, the debt that we're accumulating and the inflation that we're going to have to reap, it's going to be a whirlwind.
Now listen to this. This also comes from his speech yesterday.
Yeah.
And this is where my blood begins to boil a little bit. I don't boil the way you do when he wants to stretch out his hand in an olive branch to the Muslim nation. That doesn't boil me. This boils me. Maybe I'm just a businessman. This is from his speech yesterday in Egypt. Quote, "We also know that military power alone is not going to solve the problems in Afghanistan and Pakistan. That's why we plan to invest $1.5 billion each year over the next 5 years to partner with Pakistanis to build schools, hospitals, roads, and businesses, and hundreds of millions of dollars to help those who have been displaced because of the war. And that is why we are providing more than $2.8 billion to help Afghans develop their economy and deliver services that people depend on."
Freaking believable.
Aren't we broke?
We are broke. But you know what? Here's the deal. Let me ask you a question. I'm going to New York and I'm going to partner with the Guidicesi family. Okay? I'm going to partner with the July, whatever the names are, some of the mob families. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to partner with them. That's exactly what that sounds like. Let's partner with illegal, terrorist, murdering thugs. Let's partner with them. That's what it sounds like to me. And furthermore, from your side, bad business deal.
Ray Bubba Sorensen is our guest, and he is the artist which does a project called the Freedom Rock. Now, if you wouldn't mind, Bubba, do you have your MaxWorldLive.com on in front of you?
Yes, I do.
All right, I'm going to show different pictures of the rock, and if you just tell us which one of those are, and for those of you that are just listening on the radio, we apologize if you don't have access to MaxWorldLive.com. I don't mean to be a bad radio person here and talk about something visual that you can't see, but if you do go to MaxWorldLive.com, you can see these. Also, if you go, what is it, Bubba, TheFreedomRock.com?
Yep, TheFreedomRock.com.
Yeah, if you go to that, you can see these pictures. But most people who are listening to this broadcast do have the ability to see the pictures. So the first picture I have is just called The Rock, and that is this picture that we're seeing right now. No, that's the ugliest man I've ever seen in the world.
Hey.
Tell us what this side of the rock is and what this represents, Bubba.
Okay, this is 2008, last year. This was my 10th anniversary. In the background, you can see there's a blue with some stars and some words, and then some red stripes to represent the flag. The blue is actually the silhouette of a soldier's face. It's kind of hard to see on a small pixelated little camera, but that's what it represents. And then there's a saying that goes with it that I got out of that ran in a newspaper editorial during the Revolutionary War. And at the top of this painting, I start at the Revolutionary War and work my way through Civil War, World War One, World War Two, Korea, Vietnam, the Gulf War, and then the current war going on in Iraq and Afghanistan.
So it started with the Korean War?
I start with the Revolutionary War.
The Revolutionary War.
Go to Civil War, World War One, Korea. You know.
Now, how tall is this thing?
This thing's just short of 12 feet tall.
12 feet tall. All right. Now, let's go to the next picture here, which is this side. Now, what's this side? This is beautiful, by the way. Absolutely beautiful.
You're still looking at the same side. You're actually just getting a closer shot.
Okay. So. All right, and then let's go to this shot right here. What's this?
Okay, that's the south side of the same year's rock, and that is an organization that I found. I actually met a couple of guys that work or that are from here in Iowa that work for Salute America's Heroes. And what they do is they raise money and then help, not only help the injured that are coming back, but they take them to things like NASCAR races and baseball games and things like that.
What's the name of that organization?
Salute America's Heroes.
Salute? Oh, yeah. They've been on my radio program before.
Yep.
www.saluteamericasheroes.
Yep. I think it's just Salute Heroes.
Hero. Okay. Salute Heroes.
Yep. And anyway, I was inspired by them, and so I kind of painted a little tribute to them there.
All right, and then we're going to switch pictures to this side. What a beautiful side this is. It looks like you got different soldiers in different uniforms.
Right. I did a Medal of Honor tribute, and up to that point, I think there's been a few more awarded, but up to that point, those were the only four Medal of Honor winners to come out of the Iraq/Afghanistan war going on right now. So they were they're all awarded posthumously, so that was just I wanted to pay tribute to them.
And this is the last shot that we have of the other side. It looks like you've got names listed up above. Is that right?
Well, that's what I have is Vietnam Veterans
Club,
and a guy, one of those guys leaning up against the memorial wall, and then below that is a helicopter. Which, actually, the helicopter's got a special story. There are actually 16 different Vietnam veterans' ashes painted into that helicopter, into the green paint.
Really? Ashes?
Wow.
Ashes from actual soldiers,
yep,
who have given their life and treasure for this country.
That's right. They wanted their ashes to be spread at the wall in Washington, D.C., and some of the guys on the way to the wall stopped and asked if they could spread it at the rock, and I said it was just going to blow away in this wind, and so I had to mix it into the green paint, and I said they'll be on the rock forever, and so there's 16 different Vietnam vets. They're all Vietnam vets.
Wow. Wow, that's heavy. That's heavy.
We're talking with Bubba Sorensen, who's a true patriot, lives in Iowa, and has what'd you say it was, 17-ton?
It's between 60 and 90 ton.
All right, let's just say it's a 100 ton rock.
It's huge.
And 12 foot high, and he paints it, and we'll continue to show you pictures and talk to him a little bit about what inspired him to do this incredible thing. And this is out and open in the public, and you can see it. We'll tell you where that is and everything when we come back. We are live in MaxWorldLive.com, and if I haven't told you lately, thanks for listening. We love our job, and we couldn't do it without you right here at MaxWorldLive.com.
This is Max World Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
God, family, and America. And in that order. Yep, that's about right. Rooster is pretty old-fashioned when it comes to those things. God-fearing, with lots of questions about religion. He loves his family, his wife, two daughters, and three grandkids. Hopefully more to come, says Rooster. And truly an American patriot. A gun-toting, Harley-riding, take-no-crap-from-anybody kind of guy. That's a teddy bear deep inside. Rooster was born in Nashville, Tennessee. His mom and his pop come from the coal mining towns of southern Indiana and eastern Kentucky, where hard work, honesty, and respect, and the law, that's what shows what a man really is. When Rooster and Mac are on the airwaves, don't worry, you'll always know where Rooster stands on any issue. Unlike that wishy-washy, latte-drinking, tree-hugging, sell-your-country-down-the-river liberals that he can't stand. So when you want to hear a real American, make sure you listen every single day to Max World Live starring Rooster McRoberts. And by the way, if I haven't told you lately, thanks for listening to MaxWorldLive.com.
Doctor 911. In Central Bodywear, Bra Doctors work at expos, fitness centers, spas, and clinics, as well as offices and homes. Essential Bodywear's goal is to make bra shopping fun and exciting with a high level of service that uplifts and supports women. There are less than 400 independent representatives in 42 states, with 85% of women wearing the wrong size and style bra. EBW certified bra doctors have struck a chord with women throughout the country. Essential Bodywear offers a fantastic career plan, training, incentives, trips, and many great opportunities for growth and success. For more information on pursuing a career with Essential Bodywear bra doctor, please visit www.broaddoctor911.com and click on the opportunities link. That's www.broaddoctor911.com.
Here's the right prescription for every woman. Call Broad Doctor 911.
You know, I'm passionate about great local talk radio. But I'm also passionate about the great American dream. That's owning your own home. And even in today's real estate market, it's a great time to buy your new home. And that's what I do when I'm not talking to you on the radio. I help Iowa's families find their next home. As a licensed real estate agent for Coldwell Banker Mid-America Group and with over 30 years of buying and selling real estate experience, my other passion is to help you find your new home. We'll tour every home on the market until we find your dream home. And as a buyer's broker, I work exclusively with you, the home buyer, giving you the best service and real estate advice possible. So when you're ready to look for your new dream home, talk to me, J. Michael McCoy, Mac at McCoy.net, a proud member of the Coldwell Banker Mid-America Group.
Hey, Doug here, the Max World Live Tech Angel. Whether you're 8 or 80, I bet you look for information online first, right? You need to start marketing online. Create Wow Media works with companies to accelerate their online success by compressing the learning curve. You don't have time to learn the nuts and bolts of technology, but don't worry. Focus on what you're good at, and we'll do the same. Let Create Wow Media provide you the platform that engages potential clients and tells your story. CreateWowMedia.com.
This is the future.
TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio.
Prepare to be dazzled.
Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
Feels like my eyes have been blown wide open.
MaxWorldLive.com.
All right, good morning. We are back here live at 23 minutes past the hour of wherever you're at. Central Standard Time is 10 o'clock. 11 o'clock, you're getting ready to go to lunch on the East Coast. And on the West Coast, you're just driving down the boulevard getting to work. And we appreciate
I'm hungry right now.
We appreciate you being... Well, I imagine you are.
I'm always hungry.
It's almost lunchtime here.
That's right, I'm hungry.
Our special guest today is a young man by the name of Ray Bubba Sorensen. And he are you a farmer?
I am not. I'm actually an artist and a photographer, but I come from a farm cattle farming background.
Okay. And a few years ago, this young man had a 100-ton rock, somewhere between 60 and 90-ton rock, placed in front of him. And they said, gee, would you like to do something with this? It was a source of graffiti in his community in Iowa. And he said, yeah, I'm going to paint the Freedom Rock. And we've been showing you different pictures of it. We'll show you some more later on. Where exactly does this thing sit? Is it in a public place? Is it in your front yard? Where is this thing?
This thing sits just less than a mile south of Interstate 80 at the it's exit 86 west of Des Moines. It's the Greenfield Guthrie Center exit.
All right.
There's no sign really to tell you where it's at as of yet. That the DOT is working on that.
I was going to say, you think that I see, good Lord, I see McDonald's restaurant signs on DOT signs. Why can't we get something as awesome as the Freedom Rock on a DOT sign?
Yeah.
We worked on that for a while, and they said there was no way to prove how many people visited it, so we started putting up guest book and stuff like that. And just in the last year, I've had visits from people from 15 different countries in all 50 states, so I think they started thinking, okay, maybe this thing does deserve a sign.
Maybe they'll pay attention.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Now, this thing sits almost 12 foot high. What in heaven's name stops people, other than just their honor and their goodness, from defecating on this, from spray painting it, from vandalizing it?
Well, for one, it's watched over by a lot of people and a lot of neighbors, but we kind of have our own little surveillance team watching over it, and state troopers and everybody kind of keep an eye on it. But one year, way back when, in 2001, a kid came out and put, like, I don't know, I think it was like marijuana leaves, and then he put black X's through the flag that I had on there and put burn the flag and all that stuff.
And you caught him?
Well, no, but a Vietnam vet, a local vet here, he did catch up with him and beat the crap out of him. And ever since then, it's...
Woo-hoo! I dig that, baby. Where do I send that man a check?
Actually, the World War II vets that have coffee every morning paid for his fine and... everything, so.
Oh, for Christ, that's, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, a lot of the local vets, especially the Vietnam vets, take that pretty serious because a lot of those guys didn't get a thank you that they deserved when they came back, so.
Amen. Amen. They were called, they went, they did the job that was laid before them without political, you know, concerns one way or the other. They said, look, this job we got to do. This is what we do to serve our country. And to do that kind of thing, To disgrace these men that put their lives in harm's way.
Right.
I'm proud of that guy. I'm glad he beat the crap out of that kid.
Yeah, they take it pretty serious. And yeah, a lot like you said though, and a lot of them were drafted and they went anyway. They didn't want to go, but they knew their country was calling them and they went anyway.
Amen.
This right going on right now, this is all volunteer. That's why, you know, I get sick of everybody comparing the two. You know, we lost close to 60,000 men in about the same amount of time that the war currently is going on. You know, I just think people need to put it in perspective what's going on.
You know what? And I'm glad, Bubba, good for bringing that up because that is such a true statement. This is a volunteer army today.
Yep.
And Vietnam, no, they didn't want to go. And there were some, we know the stories about crossing the border, going to Canada and that type of thing. But the vast majority, that was a small number, the vast majority said, okay, I don't want to go, but by golly, I'm an American, I'm going to do my job, and they went there. Today, the numbers of individual soldiers that are re-upping, saying, you know what, I'll go back, is astronomical in comparison. I'm so impressed with what they're doing. I'm glad you brought that up, by the way, Bubba. I got to tell you, I'm so happy that you brought that up. Max here screwing around with the pictures, Bubba. I don't know what he's doing. I'm not sure he knows what he's doing.
I'm showing all the pictures of The Rock.
Yeah, but you're throwing in some ball-headed guy there.
I accidentally went too far one time.
Yeah, okay, let's not do that. I've got another statistic or number for you guys, Bubba, for you and Mac here. The statement is this, that we must prepare ourselves for the reality that in 30 years there will be 50 million Muslims living in America. I know I'm on this deal, but that scares the crap out of me.
Yeah, I think, you know, illegal immigration as a whole kind of scares the crap out of me. But.
Well, that's exactly right. The illegal immigration, which is the subject, and I've had a couple of people in the chat room going to, you know, saying, well, what are you talking, I mean, don't you believe in their religious rights? The point is, you see, this is where some of you liberals out there just can't get your head out of the sand, okay? Unlike Bubba and myself, Mac's leaning a little to the liberal side every once in a while.
I'm worried about him.
If
being honest and not a racist or a bigot is leaning left, then so be it. But
well,
that's not what it is.
There you go. Let's be vacillating. Here's my position. Our country, when I grew up and I went to elementary school and high school, we talked about the United States was a melting pot. Bubba, did they teach you that in school?
Yeah, we got the melting pot thing, too.
Got the melting pot, right? And that's where if you were Hispanic, or if you were Iranian, or if you were German, or if you were this, that, or the other, you would come in to this country and melt into why we were here, our basic foundation. We came over here, okay, and landed on Plymouth Rock, okay, because we wanted our religious freedoms. I agree. We also wanted to be one nation under God, okay? And what's happened in this country because of individuals like Mr. Obama and others like him, we now have become what I like to call a salad bowl. I can identify you, where you're from, and who you are. That wasn't what we were supposed to be. I didn't want to know if you were a tomato or a cucumber. We were supposed to be melted together as one people. And the destruction of this country, okay, the destruction of this... You know what? Atheist Mike is on the chat room. You know what, dude? Get a grip, okay? Not melt in and molded. Yeah, it is a molding. It is developing a guideline of who we are as a nation and a country and as a people. That's called melting it together, okay? But now we're just nothing but a big salad bowl, Bubba. And I got to tell you, what you've done with Iraq is awesome. But let me ask this. How long are you going to keep doing it? Are you going to keep doing it until you can't do it any longer? Are you going to pass this off? Are you going to teach one of your children how to do it? What's the game plan for the next 50 years for Bubba Sorensen?
Well, in 2003, I was going to, you know, give it up completely. I kind of thought, you know, why beat a dead horse? You know, I've got my point across. I wanted to thank veterans and remind people about Memorial Day. But I got so many calls, and one of the stories I always say is I was on the phone for 2.5 hours with a Legion in Colorado, and each one of the members gave me a reason why not to quit. And so I told them, and I promised them and some of the local vets that I would do it for as long as I'm alive. You know, I said, I basically tell everybody, until I croak, I'll do it.
I'm proud of you. I mean, I got to tell you, I'm proud of you. I mean, and I think, not to pick on you or anything like that, but the part that really, really, really makes me proud is you started it, you know, when you were a kid, a teenager, a 19-year-old, and you've continued this. And this has got to be something that you're teaching. I know you have, what do you have, one or two children? I don't remember. What is it?
I have no children yet, but I do have a couple dogs.
Okay. Are kids on the way? Let's ask that question.
What's that?
Are you planning on having children down the road?
Yes.
Oh, good. So you're going to teach these kids how to do the same thing and continue your patriotism, right?
I hope so. I don't know if they'll be into art. I've always said I'm not going to force them into anything that I want to do, so whatever they decide. But hopefully one of them picks up art, and then I can hand the brush to them.
There you go. Hey, Bubba, I got to tell you, we really do appreciate having you on the show. We're getting ready to go to a break here. When we come back, I'd like to talk about where our American values are going when we get back, Mac.
Bubba, will you stay with us for this next half hour and join in that conversation?
Sure.
All right, we'd love to have you. 27 minutes before the top of the hour, live in MaxWorldLive.com.
This is MaxWorld Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Grandpa is amazing. At least that's what Sydney, my 5-year-old granddaughter, says. Yeah, I taught her to say that. You know, I'm passionate, and I love being a dad to my 4 kids and a grandpa to my 3 kids and a husband to my wife. My wife always says it takes 20 years to train a good husband. Thank heavens my wife is a patient woman. I'm passionate about my relationships and believe each one begins with a conversation. In Max World, I explore people and their passions. When you first meet me, the first question out of my mouth is, what are you passionate about? And then the relationship begins. I have other passions, including my marriage to my wife, my children, my relationship with my Father God, I'm kind of religious, and great talk radio. So whether it be politics, relationships, sex, or religion, no subject is taboo. And Rooster makes it all the more interesting with his down-home Southern opinions and attitude. So welcome to Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts. And as I always say, thanks for listening. I love my job, and I couldn't do it without you, here at MaxWorldLive.com.
We can make it perfect. We're Aquafusion of Iowa, the authorized dealer for the General Electric Pro Elite water system. Unlike some water systems, the GE Pro Elite provides 100% conditioned and refined water 100% of the time that you're using it. And how? With an advanced monitoring system that checks your water 24 hours a day and automatically adapts to the changing water conditions. And value? Because refined water saves you real money, like up to 60% on detergent and soap costs, and it prolongs the life of your appliances from water water heaters to dishwashers, and because you'll never have to buy bottled water ever again, our GE Pro Elite water system actually pays for itself. So let's talk about your water needs and what we can do about it. We're AquaFusion of Iowa. Look us up by typing in AquaFusion of Iowa in a Google search. That's AquaFusion with a Z. Local, trusted, and ready to work today. We can make your water perfect every day. AquaFusion of Iowa.
When you hire a roofing and gutter company, you need to know who you're hiring. Haplo is the company to know because they do roofing, seamless gutters, siding, and windows. And pay after the completed job meets your satisfaction. Call 961-4370. Over a decade of installation projects in Iowa award Haplo a long list of references that can attest to their reputation. Call 961-4370. Today, Haplo Roofing, Seamless Gutters, and Siding and Windows has a large fleet of vehicles, trained professionals, and state-of-the-art equipment. Because of this, you'll receive a quick turnaround. 961-4370. Haplo carries extensive insurance coverage to protect both the customer and the company's employees. Call 961-4370 for an estimate today. That's 961-4370. Residential and commercial roofing, gutters, siding, and window. Haplo, the only name you need to know.
The way to go is Haplo, the only name you need to know.
Quick, turn up the sound.
You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio.
Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
Enough of my yakking. What do you say? Let's boogie.
MaxWorldLive.com.
It's 23 minutes before the hour. Good morning. We're live at MaxWorldLive.com. Also on TalkZone.com. We appreciate you listening. Some of the headlines that are across the country right now. Obama has just left Cairo and is on his way to another of his European tours. In a speech yesterday, he called for a quote-unquote new beginning between the United States and Muslims. He said that they could confront violent extremism across the globe. That was one of the points of his speech. He also called the Quran the Holy Quran, and he also admitted that he was raised a Muslim and had spent many years in Muslim education. Now, this is something so different than we heard when he was running for office, and it scares the living bejesus out of me, because it tells me that he's going to stand in front of whoever he needs to stand in front of and say whatever he needs to say to appease them, which means we can't believe anything he says at any time.
Can I throw something out here? And I know I'm going to get in so much trouble. But we're talking about religions and that type of thing. Does anybody remember, and please, please correct me, okay, if I'm wrong. Does anybody remember when JFK was moving forward to become president? What was one of the major issues that was brought up?
He was Catholic.
Yes, sir.
He was Catholic.
Thank you. Thank you. He was Catholic.
I think that's why Mitt Romney didn't go anywhere, is because he was Mormon.
Exactly.
And there's
exactly.
So many misconceptions about Mormonism, and they just, you know, they put him with multiple wives, and they put him with a godless man.
Well, hold on a second.
Go
See,
ahead.
Once again, you're vacillating on the other side. The point is, okay, our country was based on bottom line Christianity, not Catholicism, okay, not Mormonism, and frankly, definitely not Muslimism, okay? And, you know, it's been floated before that JFK was shot for one of those reasons, for religious reasons, okay? And to position ourselves and make statement that we want to placate the Muslims and their religion is frankly terrifying to me that somebody's going to get hurt. Now, where do you want to take that?
Who's going to get hurt?
Obama. So, I'm 100% absolutely wrong, Mike. Tell me where I'm wrong.
You're having a conversation with someone.
It's
on the chat.
Yeah, it's on the chat room. I'm sorry. I keep doing that all the time.
That's all right.
Our founding fathers couldn't get far enough away from a really. Where in the hell is this guy coming from? Our basic foundations of this country were built on the Bible. I mean, that's it. Our founding fathers, I mean, George Washington, I mean, historically it's been told, I mean, during battles, before battles, he would go out into the woods or wherever and kneel down and pray so that would make sure that they would have a successful battle, that they would move forward and protect our people, our soldiers. Where in the hell do you come off that they didn't do that? Frankly, Jefferson and Adams were all deathly afraid of this country would become religious. Please share with me where you have that.
Well, what I'd like Atheist Mike to do is pick up the phone and call 1-888-463-6748. It's kind of tough to have a chat conversation.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My fault.
Well, that's okay. It's one of the nice features that we do have here at MaxWorldLive.com. You can get on our chat room as well as visually watch the show and communicate with us that way. It's just tough when you're having a conversation with a chat room.
Well, it is. And I'm sorry. And I guess we were talking about our American freedoms, all right? The first one, and that's what we're going to talk about after the break, our American freedoms. Are our American freedoms being taken away from us on a daily basis?
Absolutely.
I think so. Others don't. Others are not afraid of it. But let's cover a couple of those. When a government can create, when a government can go out and start spending your and my money faster than a drunken damn sailor, okay? And I'm not just blaming Obama for this, guys, so let me be clear, okay? This started before him, but he's just continuing it. When they can go out and spend money like a bunch of drunken sailors, as the old saying is, and not allow us to have any influence over that. Does everybody remember the Tea Party? I know they've been doing those across the United States, but the original Tea Party, it was because taxation without representation. That's taking away our rights as Americans. You wonder, what are they? That's it. Bottom line, taking away. You know, thanks for the invite, Atheist Mike says, but I can't get on a phone right now. Yeah, okay, bud, whatever, sure.
Well, he probably can't. He's
you know
probably
what?
At work
you know
or
what?
Something.
You're just, you know...
No. He's probably at work. Don't be naughty to him. Yeah. All right, but here's...
I'm in all kinds of trouble. I'm sorry, Mac. But our freedoms are being taken away. When do I get the right to say, I don't want my kids and grandkids to have their taxes increased to pay for this drunk that's blowing cash out his butt?
Okay, well, here's what you have to do. The American way is that the next time the elections come around, you find a candidate that will absolutely vote in the House and Senate against these type of things or in your local legislature, and you elect him.
And little by little,
that's what happens. You have to remember, there was not a Republican Party before Abe Lincoln.
I understand.
There were the Whigs.
I understand.
And it was this new thought that we should not have slavery, that all people should be created equally, and all people should be free, and black people were not five-eighths of a person,
right?
And that created the Republican Party. And the Republican Party sat in power, at least equalized in power, with the Democratic power from 1865 to present. Now, if we need to create a third party, which Ron Paul has tried to do,
right,
which there's the Green Party, there's the Libertarian Party.
Libertarian.
If that's what we need to do in this country, then that's what we need to do. But if you want to change something, you either have to do it through a coup, blood, force, or through an election.
You know what? Whichever one's going to work, let's find some folks that'll step up to the plate and do that. I'm ready. Hire me.
Bubba Sorensen is one of our guests today, and he's the gentleman who created the Freedom Rock, which is an incredible rock that sits south of Interstate 80 here in central Iowa. And every year he paints that rock, and he updates it for Memorial Day, and so many soldiers across the nation believe in it. In fact, there's even a part on the rock where some of the, this is just amazing, some of the ashes from deceased soldiers were painted into it. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more to Bubba and find out what in the heck it is that continues to drive him this way, and what can we do as Americans to get our country back on course, to get our country in a place where so many people think it should be, and that we've lost that. We'll do that when we come back, live, here, in MaxWorldLive.com.
This is MaxWorld, live, at MaxWorldLive.com.
You know, every once in a while, a radio show comes along that offers both information and entertainment. A daily radio show that one moment makes you jump up and down and yell, "Finally!" Someone who loves America as much as I do. And sometimes makes you want to throw your cell phone at the radio and yell, "Shut the up!" Well, congratulations. You just found your next best friend on the air. Maxwell, starring Rooster McRoberts, a sensible, fine, upstanding American like Mac, and a hillbilly redneck like Rooster. Honestly, how do these boys do this show without killing each other?
Oh, heavens. Is this the future of radio?
Yep, and it's all here live for you at Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
Great googly moogly.
Now, I'll warn you, listening to Max World Live may cause you to yell, scream, and throw objects at your radio. But have some fun doing it. And thanks for listening to MaxWorldLive.com.
Your Paper is your source for homemade papers, cardstocks, and unique paper gifts. They specialize in made-to-order custom wedding invitations, graphic design, and just about any other type of design project you might have. Your Paper offers an eclectic selection of gift items, perfect for just about any person on your list. They are pleased to offer small business graphic design ranging from company logos, marketing pieces, and more. Call today to set up an appointment with one of their qualified designers. Pure Paper is located in the historic East Village, 412 East 6th Street, or call for an appointment, 255-3533. Again, that's 255-3533.
I love my wife. I've loved my wife since the day I met her. In fact, I have told hundreds of people, and I'll tell you right now, it was love at first sight. And over 20 years of being together, I guess just like all of us, we put on a little weight. Didn't matter to me. She's still my dream girl. But it mattered to her. So about a year ago, my wife found a program called MediFast. M-E-D-I-F-A-S-T. MediFast Iowa. It is a program controlled by doctors, and it taught CJ how to eat better, how to eat right. And now, almost a year later and 30 pounds less, my dream girl fits into her wedding dress. I didn't care if she lost weight, but I care that she's happy about the way she looks. And on MediFast, my wife is happier than she's been in years. So if you're looking for a program to help you lose weight and stick with it, MediFastIowa.tsfl.com or go to MaxWorldLive.com and look at MediFast. It will change your life.
Make us a favorite button on your browser.
If you click it, you'll go to that page.
TalkZone.com. Your first choice for talk on the internet.
Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
MaxWorldLive.com.
Welcome back. 13 minutes before the top of the hour, live here in MaxWorldLive.com. Also on TalkZone.com. We encourage you to check out either site. There's lots of good programs on TalkZone.com. If you're new to it, welcome. We appreciate that. If you're a listener of MaxWorldLive.com, and you want to check out some of the programming on TalkZone.com, we would gladly ask you to do that. We also continue here at MaxWorldLive.com with what we call Des Moines Local and Live. And even though a lot of the, all of the programming comes to you live, that's the unique thing about this radio station called MaxWorldLive.com. It is completely live. We do not allow anybody to pre-record a program. Now, that doesn't mean if somebody's going on vacation or they're going to be gone a week,
right,
that program might be recorded. But as far as inserting and downloading and podcasting pre-recorded shows all day, we do the opposite. We're kind of old dinosaurs here. We believe in live local radio where people can interact and talk, email and call and things like that. Now, even though it's called Des Moines Local Live, most of the programming is really pretty generic. It's really about relationships, and it's about politics, and it's about business, and it's about religion, and it isn't specifically tied to our community. In fact, would probably relate to the community that you live in, no matter where that might be. Starting on Monday, we have a brand new morning show that will come on directly before us, and we now have shows and programming that go till 8 o'clock in the evening, and I would encourage you to listen to our late afternoon programming that we've just developed, including a young man by the name of Jason, who is just very passionate, did his first show last night and did an exceptional job, and then following him is, what does he call that show, the liberal Midwestern guy or something?
Ledge.
The liberal edge.
You don't want me to make any comments about Stone.
Stone
and I are going to throw down one of these days.
He is out there, though, I got to tell you. Yeah. Well, we'll have him into our show, and you two can go
at it. And here's the deal. He has a right to his opinion.
That's right.
And it's my obligation as a true American to fix his screwed-up mentality.
Well, you'll get a chance to do that, and you can listen to The Ledge, the left-leaning middle edge, every afternoon from 6 to 7 o'clock right here in MaxWorldLive.com. Our guest today is Ray Bubba Sorensen, who is a local artist here in central Iowa, and he does something called the Freedom Rock, and it's just a mile south of the interstate, and you can drive by and see it. It's right there at the Adel exit. Is that right, Bubba?
Nope. It's the Guthrie Center Greenfield exit.
Okay, and that's just about 10 miles west of Des Moines, Iowa, right on Interstate 80. So wherever you're traveling by or wherever you're coming through, if you're taking a vacation this summer that brings you through Iowa on Interstate 80, you're just a few miles north of this rock, and you ought to stop and take some time and take a look at it. It's a pretty incredible thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I you know, here's the deal. My atheist Mike, I love you. I wish you could call in, buddy, because you and I, we just go throw down here. He says, Bruce is excellent. Give me a break. Earlier on, Atheist Mike in the chat room was talking about, you know, Jefferson and religion, and some of these people wouldn't have religion. Let me give you a quote that Thomas Jefferson gave back in 1808. In our early struggles for liberty, religious freedom could not fail to become a primary object. In other words, it was important. It was important to this country. It was important to who we are, religious freedom. I understand that everybody, one person may think God is this or God is that. I understand all that. However, when your God specifically teaches you to kill because it's going to get you into heaven quicker, frankly, that's not a religion to me. Frankly, that's a fanatical way of thinking. Okay, I can handle a different religion, whether you're a Baptist or a Methodist or a Mormon or a Lutheran or a Catholic. But when your religion specifically teaches you how to and why you should eliminate infidels, that's not a religion. That's a frickin' terrorist dogma that shouldn't be abided by in this country, and that's where we're losing our freedoms. I talked about earlier before the break. We're losing our freedoms because we don't have a right to decide. And yeah, I know you said, Mac, we can go vote, and I do. And if you don't vote, by the way, let me interject this: if you don't vote, then you ain't got a right to say a dadgum word.
And I agree with
okay?
that.
Okay, but the bottom line is too many people are not taking the time to review history. They're not taking the time. Here it is. It's most folks out there right now have minds like cement, thoroughly mixed and permanently set. And what they need to do is they need to sit down and look at both sides of this thing. I mean, truly look at both sides. Look at what Mr. Obama is doing right now and look at it from a historical perspective. And there's an old saying, history repeats itself. The things that are happening in this country, the morality level decrease that we're seeing in this country, it happened in the Roman Empire. Look at how their monetary system went down. We're going the same path as the Roman Empire. Can anybody find that empire now? No. Take some time and do some history searching to find out what's happening in this country.
Bubba, as a young man, you are how old? 26 years old?
29
years old. As a young man of 29, you haven't brought children into this world, but you plan to. What do you think the world looks like? What do you think the world looks like for your kids? If you had kids starting next year, you know, they're going to be 20 years old in the time that they say that there's going to be 20% of our population in America will be Muslim. What do you think the world's going to look like for your kids?
I'm kind of scared of what it will look like. One of the things, as listening to you guys talk, I think a lot of our elected leaders have forgotten that there are public servants. They get, you know, this posh living, and like you guys said, I think we need to use our voting power and vote most of these guys out.
Yep.
They forget that they're doing the will of the people. That this is a government by the people for the people. The government taking on their own entity, and they're nationalizing everything, and we know better than you, and the whole Big Brother thing, it's scary.
Well, but the only way to do that is to have a bloodless or maybe a blood-filled revolution. How do we do that in America?
I don't know. The Tree of Liberty needs to be shaken from time to time.
Ooh, I love it. Way to go. Shake it up. That's exactly right.
Well, Bubba, I tell you what, it's been a pleasure to have you here in MaxWorldLive.com. Next time, we got to get you in here personally so we can shake your hand and thank you for all the work that you do on your Freedom Rock. The website is thefreedomrock.com. Is that correct? Thefreedomrock.com?
That is correct.
And you can see the pictures there. You can donate to the continuation of it. And if you would choose to see this thing live, then by golly, you could see this live just south of Interstate 80, just past Des Moines, Iowa. Just past Des Moines, Iowa, about 10, 11 miles. The rock sits.
little bit farther than 10 or 11.
I'm sorry, how far?
I would say probably closer to like 30 some miles or so.
All right, 30 miles from Des Moines, Iowa. I guess I was thinking of the West Des Moines exit, pardon me. And anyway, check out Bubba and check out his rock, and we appreciate all you've done for this country and all you've done for our area.
Oh, no.
Bubba, God bless you, and thanks for being a part of MaxWorldLive.com.
You bet.
Thanks a bunch. I appreciate being with you guys.
All right, we are about out of time. We have programming that continues on TalkZone.com, and then we also have our Des Moines Local Live starting at 11 o'clock this morning. School Board Member Jonathan Narcisse, who really doesn't talk much about school board.
No, he doesn't. I mean, it's John's front porch, and it's really kind of refreshing. I'm going to be on the show this tomorrow, by the way.
Oh God, that'll be a terrible show.
Well, speak for yourself. I think it's going to be a great show. But we're going to talk, and it's just about, you know, just like having a glass of sweet tea and just having a nice conversation on his porch.
And we continue to search the world for pictures of Dave, our producer, and we have come up with another picture. We think this might be him. I know some of you may think it looks a little bit like Carmen Electra, and maybe Dave does have a little bit of, you know, right there in the face, a little Carmen Electra. If you've got a picture of Dave, our producer, he sits in Chicago, we sit in Des Moines, so we're not able to see him. We'd sure appreciate that, because we don't know what the heck we don't even know what he sounds like. He doesn't even talk to us.
He doesn't even talk to us. All we get is a little, the chat deal. I mean, that's the only way that we know anything about
him. Skype. He doesn't even put his picture on Skype.
No, so. I don't understand that.
We will see you tomorrow in MaxWorldLive.com. Programming continues here in Des Moines Local Live, and it's all here on a radio station that is operated passionately by passionate people who love their country and have feelings about their country and their family and their lives. Some of the greatest people you're ever going to meet are right here in Des Moines Local Live on MaxWorldLive.com.
This is MaxWorld Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
You know, I don't know one single person who isn't trying to lose weight. Oh, there are people who are obviously 40, 50, 60 pounds overweight. And then there are those people who are 15 or 20. And they try to cut back on what they eat. They stop drinking regular pop and only drink diet pop. Or they stop drinking pop. Or they stop going to McDonald's. And they stop. You know, that's really not the answer to getting in shape and losing weight. I've always said, you are what you eat. So eat things that are fuel for your body and good for your body. I'll tell you one place that I found that's exceptional at this. MediFast. MediFast. It's controlled by doctors. You do it in your home. It works. And you will lose 20, 30, 40, 50. You'll lose all the weight you want. You're going to have to be patient, but you'll get it done. It's MediFastIowa.TSFL.com. Check them out. MediFast Iowa.
Your Paper is your source for homemade papers, cardstocks, and unique paper gifts. They specialize in made-to-order custom wedding invitations, graphic design, and just about any other type of design project you might have. Your Paper offers an eclectic selection of gift items, perfect for just about any person on your list. They are pleased to offer small business graphic design ranging from company logos, marketing pieces, and more. Call today to set up an appointment with one of their qualified designers. Pure Paper is located in the historic East Village, 412 East 6th Street, or call for an appointment, 255-3533. Again, that's 255-3533.
As our scene opens, we find Tom Coates from Consumer Credit of Des Moines dealing with a credit customer and her credit card company. We hear Tom ask,
"So, why did you charge so much?"
"Well, it was a mistake."
To which the credit card company replies,
"And now she has to pay for it." "Wait a minute. Why did your company give her so much credit?"
"Because that's how we make money."
"I don't have enough money."
"That's not my problem." "That is your problem. Bad credit card debt is everyone's problem."
"She blew it. She doesn't know how to play the game."
"But she's still playing the game. She's getting counseling. As for you, you're fired."
Need someone to fire your credit card company? Call Consumer Credit of Des Moines, Iowa's largest credit counseling agency. Consumer Credit of Des Moines has 7 offices throughout Iowa. Call 1-800-955-5765, 800-955-5765, or find them on the web at consumercredit-dm.com.